Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome,
thank
Jay.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. We chat about senior issues. Senior is our senior equity educator. He talks about reverse mortgages.
Senior, really.
Yeah.
butter.
There we go. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate, not for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you might need time to assist when you call the number. Come contact me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to see money. I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your for future reference on 90-806-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I love this one. You might, well, you may have a problem with this one. I don't want to cause any problems for you.
Well, I like this story.
National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
All right.
I can go with that one. National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Now, I am wearing the National Ugly Sweater for today. That's just, of course, at my size, my looks. I've got the face for radio. Those of you who are watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll probably be agreeing with that one. But that's just the way the market is, or the cookie crumbles, so to speak. Moving right along, Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing the Trump rally up 25 points. Oil up a dollar a barrel. Why would oil be a dollar a barrel? You would certainly expect oil to be starting to go the other way. The supposedly the Trump administration will probably be a little bit more lax on some of the restrictions that we've seen recently in the last 8 years. And we saw that big find in Texas. I'm going to suggest that be careful of investing in oil. That might be a, what do they call it, a dead cat bounce, just saying there. U.S. 10-year Treasury, $2.57, or 2.57 is the yield on that one, down a little bit. I'm going to give you a bunch of information. In fact, I should probably pull some of that information up from our friends over at Chapman University. I spent the afternoon with our friends over at Chapman yesterday, listening to the economic forecast. They come out pretty accurate most of the time. So they're worth, although we did have some fun with them. We were able to laugh at my mentor, my teacher, Jim Doty, because one of the things everybody heard from Jim Doty was they had their Chapman's economic model does predict, and it has predicted for many, many decades, the presidential elections. And they missed getting at their accuracy on Nixon versus Kennedy in 1960. They were off on that. A little bit on Humphrey versus Nixon in 68. Other than that, they got every one of them right. They predicted Hillary Clinton this time. Now, here's the issue that you have to remember whenever you're dealing with economists. And it held true yesterday, no doubt, with Jim Doty, my friend. When he goes back and he pulls out the document he had to highlight in here, economists are very, very good at hedging. It's one thing economists do extremely well. So when he goes back and pulled out the memo that they released, talking about who was going to win the election, according to the A. Gary Anderson Center for Economic Research, Chapman College, or Chapman University, the model predicted a Democrat victory in the presidential race. But you got to read the fine print. It forecasted the popular vote margin. Well, who cares about the popular vote? It's not the contest. Love listening to people talking about the popular vote. Now, let's just think about this. Now, when you go play a football game, do you worry about how many runs are scored in a football game? No. When you go and play a baseball game, do you wonder how many baskets the other team got? No. In a basketball game, do you worry about field goals? Are you getting the idea here? That's not the game. You see, the idea of any kind of a race is it wouldn't do very good to bring a bike to a marathon. They're not going to let you in on it. So think about that concept. When you go and you talk about, well, the Electoral College said. I don't know about you. I live right here in Southern California. The Republicans never come to California because they know they have no chance of winning in California. Why waste money on campaigning in an area that you're not going to win? Now, if the race was for the popular vote, well, then now they have to play a different game. It's like bringing a baseball bat to a football game. You might get a penalty there. It might not work. just a thought there, but, you know, I digress. Back on my friends over at Chapman, Jim Doty did come up with that. He did have it right there in the in their bulletin. So what am I going to do? I guess we didn't catch the fine print last year when he went over that information. We'll have to watch him a little closer on these things as they come up a little further on. Amazing stuff. So we'll continue on. Although, you know, something has been very, very funny to me as a conservative individual. I love listening to hypocrites. I guess you call that politicians. So here's the latest of the hypocrite coming out of Washington, D.C. Coming out of, I love, this is from the Obama administration once again. Now they're complaining, this is a fun one, they're complaining about the idea that the Democrats were hacked by Russia and Russia is getting involved in our politics. Now, I don't think we want Russia involved in our politics. I don't believe that that's a good idea. I don't believe in the way some of the documentation was delivered or obtained, but the content to some of the documentation, well, it is what it is, right? I mean, we can't change that.
It is what it is.
But if we turn the clock back about 2 years, do you think we might have seen something, the same exact playbook 2 years ago by the Obama administration? Were they meddling in the elections in Israel? Yeah, that's pretty clear that they were trying to do everything they could to get Netanyahu to lose that race. I mean, it's been well documented. Very interesting stuff. But that was okay then, being that it was somebody else and it was what they wanted. And now, kind of fun stuff, just listening to some of these things. Very, very interesting. Mortgage rates, they are continuing their climb right now. Since the election, they've been going up on a consistent basis. If you have not taken advantage of that, you know, right now, it's amazing how many people are calling right now and to get in touch with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Why? Well, we've told you right along. Jay, you're going to probably remember this one. Not when you bought. I don't know when you bought your first house.
Give me a lot of credit there from memory.
I don't know when you might have. When did you buy your first house?
Oh, it was 1981.
So paid interest in the, what, 3, 4% range?
No.
Was there a digit before 3 or 4?
there wasn't 3 or 4. I think it was like 16.
Yes, I was saying there's a digit in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was
right?
a digit.
And we, you know, so right now, if you're thinking that being on yesterday's 30-year fixed rate mortgage announcement from Freddie Mac, at 4.16%. Well, that's too high. Well, your parents paid significantly more than that. Your grandparents paid even more than them. I bought my house in the 80s as well. Double-digit interest rates. We would have been jumping for joy at 4.16, right? I mean,
there was a time people were saying they were coming down. I never, ever thought they'd get as low as 13.
Right.
I remember that was the number. I said, it'll never get lower than that.
Amazing at 13 year, your, well, we won't even get, that's a little too technical. I don't want to go that far, but think about this. If you have not made a decision yet and you're still sitting on the fence waiting to see if rates go lower,
don't.
It's a dumb decision. I'm not calling you dumb. I'm saying the decision is not in your best interest. Think about this. If you were waiting 6 months ago when we were talking to people, I had people I talked to 3 or 4 months, 3.37 was the number probably 3 months ago. Today it is 4.13. But think about this, 3.37 then. They said, I'm going to wait for it to go a little lower, Ron. I said, how much lower do you think it's going to go? There is infinite number of on the upside. There's only a little bit on the downside. How far down can it go? Think about that. So today at 4.13, there's still not a lot of downside. There is a lot of upside risk. If it goes, if you lock in right now and get it done, you're fine. If it goes down, do it again. Who cares? If it goes up, you're going to say, boy, wasn't I smart. Think about those issues. It's amazing how these things, people just forget about that concept of locking in. Take, you know, why would you want to continue that risk? We're going to talk more about the risk. What is the effect of a rising interest rate market on our senior citizens? Well, on one hand, it's probably a little bit better when you look at the for the fixed rate loans or fixed rate, not loans, but fixed rate bonds. The 10-year treasury is better for seniors right now. What's it going to do on a mortgage? We'll talk about that. On a reverse mortgage, what's that got to do? We'll talk about that one. And we're going to talk about the impact of interest rates on buying power, what the Federal Reserve rate hike means for those reverse mortgages. And refinancing your home helps reach financial goals. How would that one be? Well, we'll explain that as well. You can reach us anytime. Offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you services when you are ready for a trust. And if you own a piece of property in California, you should be ready for a trust right now because it's important to you and to your family. Heritage Financial offers the best trust I have seen, and I've seen a lot of trusts. They have the lowest price I have seen, which is great when you put the two together. And on top of that, listeners of Ron Siegel Radio get a $300 discount just by making you a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. Or you can go to our gift bag, RSR gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564, and you'll get a coupon for the trust. A great, great tool. I'm just suggesting it to you. What does a change in the Federal Reserve interest rates mean to your reverse mortgage? Well, that's going to be our topic today. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates. Number, first off, you have to realize with this current Federal Reserve, do not believe anything they say. And I'll explain why. And you know, I mean, in their historic numbers, I'm not going to argue with what they say historically. With their forecasts, they have proved for the last, I don't know, 4 or 8 years, whatever it is, that they've been wrong every time. And the numbers that they tell us to project, we can't count on. They told us that we are going to, that we would have 4 interest rate hikes in 2016. So far, we've had 1, and the year is running very, very late. I would say that anybody that thinks there's going to be another 3 before the end of the year, probably not going to happen, but might have had a little bit of eggnog already. So that's the issue there. They said that they're going to do more next year. They claim that they're going to raise interest rates 75 basis points, 0.75 next year. I'm going to tell you, if we get 1, maybe 2, that would be a lot. Just my prediction. Also, the same prediction came from our friends over at the Economic Forecast, Chapman University. But what does it mean? What is it going to do to our home equity credit? Well, for the fixed rate loans, which we'll talk to Jay in a minute about those, it's not going to have any effect on a fixed rate line of credit. I don't recommend the fixed rate line of credit. I've been educated. Now, before I was educated, I used to say, be like most people, especially those that bought their homes in the 80s, hey, you're a little afraid of an adjustable rate mortgage. They can go sky high. But now that I've been educated by Jay, I say, oh, you know, it'd be adjustable, makes sense. Will it have an effect? It's going to probably have some effect on your borrowing power initially, just because of a higher interest rate. It's gonna throw that into the formula. It'll have a little bit of an effect there. And if you're using an adjustable rate mortgage, the Fed funds rate does affect the index that your mortgage is based on. So the idea here is get in now. It's not going to affect anything that you're in. If you're already in the loan, we'll talk about it with Janet. What is your payment? What's it going to do on your payment on a reverse mortgage? Effect on your payment on a increase on the Federal Reserve. We'll talk about that one. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. So, Jay, on our reverse mortgage, we've got the Federal Reserve. Let's say for those folks that were wise enough and they qualified 6 months ago and they listened to you on Ron Siegel Radio, they called and got a reverse mortgage, and their rate is based on what – do you remember what index we use most of the time?
Well, we always use the LIBOR,
okay.
The London Interbank.
So, and LIBOR generally follows very closely to the federal funds rate.
It's 1.6.
Right. So, and it's gonna, it'll when our Federal Reserve raises rates, LIBOR don't have to, but they're close.
Yeah.
So if LIBOR goes up a quarter for the person that. Kind of a trick question here.
I know.
LIBOR goes up a quarter, and say your margin stays the same. The margin never changes. What happens to the payment?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why does nothing happen to the payment?
Because no payments are required.
There we go.
So there are no payments. It's not like a loan. People ask me, you know, what's the normal payment? There is a normal payment because it's not amortized. Over 100, well, when you reach 150, it's supposed to be due, but that might change.
When I reach 150, okay, I'll pay it then.
You got it. You got a deal.
And if I can get a contract to have the same amount of senses that I have now. Some people question whether there are any.
Well, yeah, that's maybe that's easy.
Exactly. So the payments, this has no effect on that senior. Now, from a financial planning standpoint, I think it might have a benefit for them.
Benefits.
Go ahead.
Big ones.
Tell us.
And I don't always get excited about rate hikes.
Right.
But obviously, if you've got money in the bank, say, or CDs, you know, that kind of normal, now they're paying almost nothing.
Sure.
They're going to pay more. Okay. So from that point of view, from a savings point of view, you're going to do better on your savings or on a lot of your other investments. As far as the home equity version, or reverse mortgage, we'll call it now, there are two effects a rising or changing rate will have. But let's just concentrate on rising right now. The negative side is that as rates go up, the borrower's benefit will go down. So the difference you said between 6 months ago and today, it's going to be very, very, very little.
Sure.
And then
why would the benefits go down? Explain
it's
that.
It's based on the amount of benefit or the amount of, and I don't like to use cash to the borrower because most people don't take cash. It just goes into
much
their
smarter
line of
they
credit.
Don't take cash.
Right. It goes into the program for them in the future. But that amount is going to be based on the property value, the property value, the age of the borrower, because they figure the older you are, the more they're willing to give you up front, which goes into the line of credit or cash, because you may not live long enough. I almost said won't, but I forgot about you. May not live long enough for that line of credit to grow into millions.
Sure.
So the older you are, the more you get, whereas the younger you are, which is still the best time to get it, because it gives you much longer time for that line of credit to grow. So the interest rate is part of that formula, not by much, especially as what we see.
Sure.
But understand that it is going to change it. The opposite, the positive side of that, which also...
Before you get to the positive side, so the recap there, the idea being, if you want to believe Chapman saying that we might have one increase next mm-hmm. year, or if you believe the Federal Reserve, where they say maybe three next year, you're going to get more liquidity, more dollars immediately by doing this sooner rather than later.
Right.
Okay. So now go to the positive
right.
you're talking about.
The positive side, and this also goes back to answering your question about how it affects people. You know, one side is their savings. The other thing is that line of credit. That line of credit is, again, never based on property values. It's based solely on interest rates as they change in the future. So as rates go up, that line of credit increases faster than in a lower interest rate environment.
And that makes total sense, because the only reason rates would go up, the reason the Federal Reserve says that they're going to increase more, the reason that they said they've only raised rates twice since 2006, so you got to understand that part of it right now. Last year in December, when they raised rates, and they gave the forward guidance saying that they were going to raise rates four times in the course of 2016, mm-hmm. it was because they projected the economy was going to be stronger.
Right.
Right? If the economy is stronger, it's basically a rising tide raises all ships. The property values are going to go up.
Right.
So as the interest rates go up, property values are going up, that spread is going up, and our line of credit is growing.
The line of credit, remember, has nothing to do with the property value, although that is a good thing, too. There's another side of it. Property values get much, much bigger. We may have a raise in the formula, too, which will allow a lot more cash to come.
Sure.
So there's...
I haven't seen
this
that
is
one
a
yet.
Real pro interest rate meeting.
Yeah.
That's great. I never thought that. Anyway, so you've got to hedge against interest rates increasing by virtue of having that line of credit. And even if property values tank again like they did in 08, that line of credit is still increasing higher and higher and faster based on the rate.
Now I'm going to throw something out here to ponder while we go to a break for a second. Make a payment. If you're contemplating making a payment on your reverse mortgage, now's the time. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, impact interest rates have on your buying power, and refinancing homes to reach financial goals. We've got a lot to cover. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if it's any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, ronsiegelradio.com will be the audio. You can get us on iTunes. My signs, we're all over the place.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In the market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment day being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Go to AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. Check out the website. There's a lot of great information there. Brand new site being put up. I think it's going to be done today. So make sure you go there and check it out. Refinancing homes to help reach financial goals. Smart, savvy homeowners. They are refinancing their homes to reach financial goals. What are they doing it for? Well, it's all kinds of reasons. They may want to get a better rate. They may be looking at interest rates increasing. They may want to take out cash, do some home improvements, maybe buy other real estate. Don't say I said that. Reducing the term, don't do that one either. But there are people that say, you know what, I've had it. I just did one for a friend recently. He called me up. Here's the fun part that we do on some of these things. You got to love this. Okay, think about this concept. This is when you know that you've got somebody that are doing things with the right heart. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I will. So a friend of ours calls up and he says, Ron, I want to do a 20-year mortgage. Can you help me? And I said, yes, I can try and talk you out of it. And he just laughed at me and said, what do you mean? And I said, if you want to do it, I'll do it, but give me an opportunity to try and talk you out of it. If after I educate you, you want to still do it, no problem. But the idea is, why would you want to do that? It's the worst. Home equity has zero rate of return, so why do that? Put the money, give it, call our friend Al Manfrey. He'll show you how to get 7%. Can't say guaranteed, but it's been doing it for like 30 years. That's the average. With insured, so you don't lose money. Think about that. So consolidating debt, converting an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate mortgage. All different rules or ideas for refinancing a home right now to reach your financial goals. Everything you do when it comes to money, not going to Starbucks, but just about everything else. Think about the game plan. How does it fit into your family's overall financial plan? That's the whole idea. That's the Word and Wealth segment again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. So before the break, we were chatting here with our reverse mortgage expert. Jay Kaplan is in the house. So, Jay, when we talk about, you know, we've been talking a lot in the last couple of weeks about tax planning.
Yep.
And nobody does tax planning. You should not be doing tax planning in March and April. That's called tax reporting, right?
Yes.
Tax planning you have to do in October, November, December, before end of the year. So when it comes to a reverse mortgage, if I have an opportunity or if I have a tax liability this year and I've got a reverse mortgage, we don't want to be giving tax advice. What we're doing is giving you information to call a tax professional. Does it make sense to look into making a payment on my reverse mortgage and paying some of that interest deduction?
Well, it depends. I think it's got to be solely an individual situation. Overall, I believer in making payments when you don't need to make payments, especially when that money can go somewhere else. It's not being lost. But direct answer to your question is, if you need a tax write-off this year, take it. Do something you need. Like that friend of mine, I think I told you I could repeat that. He took about $350,000 from a reverse mortgage specifically to do investing, because he was a lifelong investor for the World Bank and other things. And I know he made, I believe he made more money than he expected to, like, you know,
no?
So
I was, can spend as much as I can
so,
make.
So was planning on, and I have to check with him. I don't know if he did it, but he has to check with his advisors. And was going to make a couple of his reverse mortgage is about three and a half years old, and in Bel Air, and he was planning or thinking about making a couple of years worth of payments because he needs the tax write off now.
So let me ask you this question, because you made a comment there, Jay, about not making payment. Or not, you know, your belief or opinion is not to make a payment unless you really need to.
Go back to your zero return.
Right. So let me ask you this question, though. If I make a payment on my reverse mortgage, does that money then become available to me again to
use? Yeah, as long as you had that to begin with. You had the line of credit to begin with. Down the road, you want to make a payment. You know, like any loan payment, part of it is normally going to go to interest. Part of it's going to go to principal.
Right.
But let's say you make a $1,000 payment. Regardless of how that is partitioned on your account between interest and principal, whatever, the entire $1,000 is back to your line of credit.
So theoretically, I could make my payment. Say I needed to make a $1,000 payment today because I want to get some tax write-off.
Right.
And next month, write a check and get $1,000 back.
Boy, now I think I've got something new to start talking about.
But that's what I'm, but if there's not
a
holding period or something like that. Okay, good deal. Now, we're going to talk in the next segment about buying a house with a reverse mortgage, never making a mortgage payment. But Jay, every once in a while, I just have to get on the soapbox here because I am passionate about the reverse mortgage. I believe in it wholeheartedly. There might be a person or two that it's not good for. I believe the education of it is great, knowing about it and understanding the right way. And then there's some articles that come across my desk from organizations that I don't particularly care for, and they talk about some of the backfires or pitfalls of a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, while they're doing that, they're giving out bad information.
Correct, yeah.
Right, I mean.
Yeah, and they're as if they know or as if they're an expert.
I'm looking at this one article right here that came out, and it says, after signing the paperwork, they found out they owed closing costs. After signing the paperwork?
Yeah, come on.
Now, Jay, what? I mean, I know you go out and you'll meet with somebody about a reverse mortgage and educate them. Talk about the pros, the cons, the costs, everything else. Before you're able to get really started, before you're able to go and even order an appraisal, what does a person have to do?
Oh, they have to, well, they have to have counseling.
Counseling!
By a third party.
Right.
But I don't, you know, I think any a loan officer, regardless of the type of loan, has to explain everything, and I'm sure they do. And
but even
everything
if they
is
don't.
In writing also. Yeah.
Right. Even if they don't, it's in writing.
Mm-hmm.
At least two times, right? When you make the initial presentation, it's in writing.
Yeah.
When the actually I have problems counting, I've got fuzzy math. So when you make the presentation, it's in writing.
Yes.
When they go through counseling, the counselor
goes over every
has to
line.
Reference back to that same document.
Right.
Right? Because they get
right.
a code.
Counseling is not available until those documents are the specific ones we're referring to.
Are created,
handed to the borrower, and the same ones are sent to the counselors.
Now, the counselor's probably on staff with you, right?
No.
It's a third party.
Someone that has nothing whatsoever to do
and
with
you give somebody a list of 8 or 10 people companies.
Right. I'm not supposed to be.
But you can't say, go talk to Ron.
No.
And he'll be your counselor.
No, but you should talk to her anyway.
Right, so it's an independent third party that has to go through civic
correct.
Government and
correct.
And be certified
and approved,
as a government counselor.
Correct.
And they're going over that same document that you started
correct.
Out explaining to them.
Correct.
And then when they get their loan, they're going to get these documents again, and it's going to show costs. And then do they have a waiting period after that?
Yeah, they do.
3 days they receive, they can read it all they want for another 3 days.
Yeah. 7 days after the counseling, actually, also in California.
So there's several waiting periods. Don't believe when you hear a news outlet saying that, what it should tell you, or it tells me anyway, be careful of that news outlet, because if they're going to give us misleading information here, what else are they misleading me on?
And just as an aside, everybody, and we have a few that, quite a few actually, that have gotten their loan through Ron Siegel Radio. Every one of those are paying zero costs, absolutely zero, because title, escrow, things like that are being covered for them.
And see, that's the thing. How could you say that it's too expensive? Because that was one of the things that we hear. That
yeah.
The myths that we hear frequently when I get callers, they're going to take a house. What I did in 1984, don't worry about that part. The issue of I'm going to lose my house. Well, only way to lose your house, if I'm wrong, Jay, they lose your house,
but,
right?
You know,
but they don't have the reverse mortgage police coming in.
No, they don't.
But if you don't pay your property taxes, you could lose your house.
Anyway.
Right. Either way, if you don't pay your homeowners association dues, you could lose your house. Either way, whether you have a mortgage or reverse mortgage, forward mortgage, or no mortgage. And you got to make sure you keep insurance up. These are all common sense issues. So if they tell you that you're going to lose your house because of a reverse mortgage, hogwash. They just don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. Drives me crazy. Think about those issues right there. I go nuts when I hear. What are the other ones, Jay? Any others that you're hearing that you're across the desk where you see an article like this? And I'm not going to even mention this.
Well, they, you know, yesterday I had an appointment in, what is that, the city just south of, I can never remember, I got a mind block, Dana Point.
Dana Point, okay.
And she said that she's looked into it for her mother about 5 years ago, and there was like over $20,000 worth of costs and almost nothing back in it. I won't say the name of the company. They don't do them anymore.
I wonder why.
And then when I went over a situation for her, she couldn't believe it. She said, you know, nobody knows this.
Right.
Nobody knows about this was what she kept saying.
It's a great
and
program.
We try, though.
Well, that's why we have like to have you come and join us, Jay, and get our community educated. And we're going to talk when we come back with Jay about buying a new house getting a mortgage and never making a payment. Think about that one. We'll talk about that when we come back with Jay Kaplan. The impact of interest rates on your buying power, we'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. So we know the Federal Reserve increased interest rates on Wednesday. We've also known that mortgage rates have been going up since the election. They're going up quite dramatically, I guess, dramatically being a relative term. So what is the difference your interest rate makes when you're trying to buy a piece of property? Well, it affects your purchasing power. So let's just use, I'm a simple guy, let's just use a real, real simple set of numbers. How about a $1,000 mortgage? So in 1985, if you wanted to have a $1,000 mortgage and you're paying in December of 1985, interest rates, Freddie Mac rate, 11.26. You could buy a $102,000 house based on those numbers. In the year 2000, December of 2000, interest rates, Freddie Mac, 7.38. $6,000 mortgage, you could buy a $144,000 house. Today, 4.16, Freddie Mac, wait, same $1,000 mortgage, you can buy a $205,000 house. Think about the buying power. As interest rates go up, your buying power goes down. As interest rates go down, your buying power goes up. If you're thinking about buying a house, that might be a great time for you to get involved in looking right now. If you want to get an investment property, a retirement home, any of those, interest rates still 4.16 today. And they've gone up. Yes, I get they're up almost a full point in the last month. But think about that. In the year 2000, 7.38, 1985, 11.26, almost triple where they are today. Take action. Don't start to get paralyzed by saying that your brother was smarter than you because you refinanced last year. Just a thought right there. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR to 7956. So, Jay, got to chat about this one because there are people out there, there are seniors out there who are looking at and saying, you know something, it's raining outside and I don't like rain, so I think I'm going to move to the desert and get to the area where it's warm all the time. And I've got a house here in Orange County, L.A. County, San Diego County. I haven't used it as my ATM. I've been making payments for the last 20 years, 30 years, whatever, and I've got a lot of equity. So let's do some simple math because I'm a simple guy. I can't do hard math.
Okay.
Okay. So if we sell our house for $500,000 and we had no loan on it,
mm-hmm.
So we're going to take and put $500,000 into our theoretical checking account.
Okay.
And we're going to go out to Palm Desert and I want to buy a $300,000 condo in Palm Desert. And it's approved, FHA approved, and all that kind of good stuff. So we don't want to muddy the water.
No.
And let's just, again, simple guy. I don't want you to have to go through too much on a calculator there.
Well, pretty much any single family home is going to be approved.
Okay. 50%. We only want to put down 50%.
Okay.
Can I do that?
You can.
Okay. So I've got $150,000 down. What's my payment going to be on the other 50 with the reverse mortgage?
Zero.
And can I do that for the rest of my life, or do I have to start making payments at some point?
Well, I think we said earlier there was a limit when you reach 150 years old. But I'm thinking Congress will change that before you get there.
Okay. And, even Congress, even regardless of your political opinion, they should be able to get together on that within the next 75 years,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So the idea here is you
– We are living longer.
That's true. So the beauty of this, though, is now – I started off, I took a $500,000 mm-hmm. house. I've got now $350,000 in cash because I had $500. I put $150 down on the property.
Mm-hmm.
No payment the rest of my life.
Correct.
I've got $350,000 in cash.
Correct.
What do I do with that?
Anything you like. Call Ron Siegel for advice, though.
Right. But the beauty of it is there's no limitations. It's not like you have to.
7% you were talking about, we'll have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And think about that. If it averages 7%, if my math is correct, mm-hmm. it's at about $40,000 mm-hmm. a year, $3,000 a month, $35 a month that can throw off for mm-hmm. you.
Now, there's something else that a lot of people don't think about when it comes to buying Heckam.
Okay, reverse mortgages. Heckam and reverse mortgages, the same thing.
Yeah. We're pretty much, depending on your age, if you're much younger than me, and a little older than
most
you.
Most people are.
If they're alive. You can put down, you know, the older you are, the less you need to put down
right.
percentage-wise.
So we'd have to talk to Jay about what the exact percentage is. The big qualifying mm-hmm. issue is you have to be 62 or over.
Right. But you could be married to someone much younger.
Okay.
And
my wife is married to someone much younger.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not listening, so okay.
But you can put down more than that minimum.
Okay.
Okay. If you put, and you'd ask, why would I put down more than a minimum?
Why would I put down more than a minimum, Jay?
Oh, well, The reason you may want to put down more than the minimum amount required on the HECM is that that additional amount will create a line of credit.
Okay.
That line of credit will grow, even at today's higher interest rates, will grow much, much quicker, or it'll have a growth rate.
How much
rate
more
that
than
much
the
quicker.
Minimum do I have to put down?
Anything you want.
So if it's $1,000 more, we're okay.
Yeah. Or if you have want to put another $100,000, it's just the thing is, if you put another $100,000 down, you don't have to, because the less you put down, the more buying power you have. If you have a fixed amount that you can use to buy something, doing one of these allows you to buy a much, much larger home, if needed, than otherwise, or more land, or whatever. So now,
we don't have a lot of time, Jay. I've got about 3 minutes or so. I want to figure out, you know, I was one of the old school people.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I said, okay, I bought my first house, double-digit interest rates. They could go there again. By definition, every person that gets a reverse mortgage today lived through double-digit home loan rates.
Yeah, true.
Right?
True.
Everyone.
True. Very true.
Why would I want to go with an adjustable rate versus a fixed rate?
The adjustable rate is the one that comes with the line of credit.
Okay.
Period. That's enough reason. However, this may sound to anybody, but any of us that have lived long, we're going to be around long enough for an adjustable to really hurt us over any great length of time anyway. I've had my adjustable since the 80s, and I've been very happy with it.
Sure.
As fixed versus adjustable, there are some cases that you don't need it, or if you're not ever going to have a line of credit, then go fixed, if that's what makes you feel better. But having that line of credit, the higher rates go, faster even that line of credit going to grow, specifically for any health needs, anything else like that.
You have more options,
right,
with the adjustable.
Right. But if you don't mind, I'll say, using one thing here where she's moving, you know, kind of downsizing.
Right.
You can change the type of property. I was in Cheviot Hills on Wednesday. Somebody is downsizing there, getting rid of a $2.5 million home into a $1 million home down the hill a little. So this is the perfect thing for him because he's going to have a lot of money left over, being a home that's better suited and has a great deal of buying power. If he buys something for $1 million, he's going to put about $600,000 down.
So he's going to put a lot of money in, and he'll have a lot of opportunities to do whatever he wants,
right,
to with the difference in money.
Right. I did have a financial planner once tell me that a few years ago, he retired and he bought his home with a reverse mortgage. You don't have to be retired, but he did. And back then, not that many financial advisors were talking about it. So they were asking him, why would you do that? And his explanation was, I just paid my next 30 years rent and I still have a call option on the value of the property. So.
And that's technical stuff, but we'll explain. If you want more information on that, give me a call and I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. And be sure to set that first radio free button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. To all of our sponsors, a big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Oh.